an update on some great things to do now that the weather's on its way. With the sun shining, I took the train to Chippenham and had a beautiful walk around the market square, had a look where Oliver Cromwell dined and stayed the night, and had a look at the Angel Hotel, a place where important auctions had taken place, and the changing face of Chippenham was represented in their museum, which was compact but deeply informative. And I was so impressed by how they created the story of Chippenham, starting from Saxon times, when, to be safe, to go from tiny village to tiny village, an actual corridor was dug through the forest to stop people being killed just walking like a mile or so. And isolation had a very real meaning in just having like about a mile radius of being safe. And there were some Saxon coins that were dug up and recreation of what Saxons would have worn. And there was the opportunity to put some of these on and be photographed as a Saxon. So you really got a feel for Saxon times where Chippenham now stands. But I loved moving forward to how they recreated more modern conflicts, how the two great wars changed the face of Chippenham, and they showed products that would have been a lifeline with ration books and condensed milk boxes and just ways that really people sustained themselves in these Anderson war shelters. And it just shows that really you can cope on not very much, and perhaps there's a positivity that really shines through during these times, because also there were ads for women to go and be land girls, and also messages from women saying to the men, go and fight, we can look after the businesses. So whatever your views on war, it was brought out the strengths in people, definitely. That was evident by having a look. And there were just some beautiful silverware and pottery and glass on display, and some art as well. An opportunity to try your hand at creating different patterns that's inspired by the exhibition. So that was my takeaway. When you're out and about in some great museums, and I wasn't expecting to run into this fine museum with its coloured glass in the windows and warm welcome at the front desk, there was also the opportunity to try my hand at doing some art. So take the chances and just go with the flow. I was really happy with what I produced. It was very off the cuff, and it's just lovely to be encouraged. And in fact, the library next door also had that same vein of creating a space for you to find yourself, find your voice, and just in the middle of a busy day, whether you're out shopping or doing some work in the garden and just taking a break, just use those local resources to boost your creativity, be inspired, and it's free. I got chatting to some really nice people, and there was a free coffee around the corner as well. So that's my takeaway. And if you are near Chippenham, then do have a look at some of the treasures that are there. I really recommend the Chippenham Museum there. And there's some lovely old hotels too, to have a look at the history there with the famous people that stayed there. And pictures of the changing shape of Chippenham is there to enjoy. And probably a similar museum right next to you too. So whatever you're discovering, do check out my creative courses on Udemy under my name, Lita Doolin, and click like if you've enjoyed this, and let's connect again soon. To you.